From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. The spreading scandal over stock options has toppled one of the most prominent CEOs in the country and one of the richest. William McGuire is resigning as chairman and CEO of United Health Group. An internal investigation found serious problems in the way stock options were granted at the company. According to Forbes magazine, McGuire's stock options are worth far more than any other CEO's in the country. Well, now federal investigators are looking into whether McGuire engaged in what is known as backdating to make those options worth more. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
William McGuire has a lot of money in stock options. At the start of the year, he had $1.8 billion in options that he hadn't cashed in. Now his fortune will be getting somewhat smaller.
He's giving up some of it, and then the question is he going to have to give up any more?
Peter Henning is a former SEC attorney and a law professor at Wayne State University. He's been watching this backdating scandal unfold.
The backdating itself is really quite simple. It's a little bit like writing a check. You fill in the date on there.
Henning says stock options are designed to align an executive's interest with the company's performance. So let's say the stock is trading at $20 a share when the CEO is given stock options. They're called options because the CEO can choose to buy shares at that $20 price sometime in the future. So if the stock price rises, the CEO makes money. But you could make even more money if you backdate the option to a day the price was even lower.
After the fact, you go and you pick out a particular day, say, when the low for that month or that quarter or that year was $15. And so you fill in a date afterwards, like backdating a check, and to a degree, the system is rigged.
Experts say there is strong statistical evidence that William McGuire was gaming the system. McGuire denies that. He told lawyers conducting an internal probe at his company that he did not benefit from hindsight, but in the language of the report, quote, certain facts run contrary to this assertion. The report shows that more than half of the time, McGuire chose days where the company's stock price was at its lowest or second lowest points of the entire quarter. The Wall Street Journal did an analysis that found that the odds were 200 million to 1 that McGuire just happened to pick the dates he did without back timing. And the report turned up something potentially more troublesome for McGuire. Mercer Bullard is a law professor at the University of Mississippi.
In this case, Dr. McGuire apparently had close personal business dealings with at least one of the compensation committee directors. And that certainly creates the impression that there was some kind of quid pro quo there.
The probe and report were done by an outside law firm hired by United Health. It found that McGuire had, in effect, loaned $500,000 to the chair of the compensation committee, William Spears, in the form of an investment in Spears' company. Also, McGuire hired Spears as an investment manager. Spears couldn't be reached for comments. Mercer Bullard says a CEO should not have that kind of relationship with the person in charge of their compensation.
There certainly was the conflict of interest there that would really make any kind of arm's-length bargaining between the board and McGuire quite difficult, if not incredible.
United Health, in a statement today, said it is repricing McGuire's stock options. That would still leave him with the bulk of his fortune. But the SEC is investigating, and Peter Henning says the investigation could go well beyond McGuire's alleged backdating of stock options. Chris Arnold, NPR News.